And it seems each day this week has brought more mea culpa moments about fake polling from some of our leading politicians. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, has the latest. Paul, what did we learn yesterday?
Well, while we were on air on Morning Ireland, the Green Party announced that it had on occasion used party members to engage in polling. And so that was a party which initially had said that it hadn't engaged in the practice at all, and then said on occasions it had, but it tried to ameliorate the situation by saying this had happened a decade ago and it wasn't something that the party would have considered now. After that, the focus shifted to Fine Gael. When the Taoiseach had been on an interview with Drive Time, he'd said the practice had discontinued in 2016 or 17 or some stage in 2014. That was further clarified that it actually was discontinued in 2016, but that the party had once again had both volunteers and paid students posing as pollsters to gather information for the party. In a statement, it was clarified by Leo Varadkar that it had stopped in 2016, that it had also taken place in his own constituency. And then they once again tried to give some reassurance to people that the practice had discontinued as it was no longer considered to be appropriate, that the surveys or the sample ballot papers had been anonymised and no names or personal data were recorded or retained. But I still think it was a highly embarrassing situation that we have Fine Gael plus Fianna Fáil plus the Green Party plus Sinn Féin all engaging in this practice.
So given, you know, that, as you say, it's now spread across several of the larger parties and the Greens as well, we've gone from a situation, have we, where there was a lot of moral censure against Sinn Féin when the story first broke, to now a lot of politicians saying politics were looser then. Was it that long ago?
Yeah. Well, this is it. I think from Fianna Fáil's point of view, we had an insight into how they operated when we had Johnny Fallon on Morning Ireland yesterday, and he was giving an insight into the practices of that party, and he was explaining how in the late 1990s he had been someone in County Longford who was brought into County Meath to engage in this particular practice, where he went to a hotel, there was a polling company there, and they said, "You're now working for us, here's a list of houses to go and go and check on," and off they went. And what Johnny Fallon was explaining was that this was something that political parties were engaging in, but by sort of the early 2000s it was believed that this wasn't particularly the right way to do things. So Fianna Fáil discontinued the practice in 2007, but Sinn Féin started in 2010 and continued until 2015. Fine Gael were doing it until 2016, and we think the Green Party has discontinued it sometime in 2010. So initially there was a direction of criticism at Sinn Féin, but that sort of fell away once it was realised that substantial number of the parties were actually engaging in the practice.
And there have been some internal disputes about the matter within Fianna Fáil throughout the day yesterday.
Yeah, the backbench TD Mark McSherry said he had been appalled that his own practice, that his own party had been engaged in this particular practice, and that he had written to the Commissioner Drew Harris about it. I mean, it was interesting insofar as that what we had heard yesterday was the fact that this practice was something which had been written about in a book by Johnny Fallon. So to many people, this was something which was already known. What was new was that it was the extent of it. But nonetheless, Mark McSherry wrote to the Garda Commissioner and that he was seeking a formally request that you examine the issue across the political establishment. Now, we do know that the Data Protection Commissioner is going to be inquiring of it, and that'll be the first step rather than the Garda.
Just final question, Paul. All of this highlights, doesn't it, the need for something that's been talked about for a long time, an independent electoral commission that could enforce standards and make sure all of the parties are behaving as they should. When are we going to see that? It's in the programme for government, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that this government can point to. We've heard about an electoral commission for 20 years. There's been promises of it and indications it was going to happen, but this particular administration has advanced it. And we do know that Art O'Leary, who used to be the Secretary General to the President, is the person who's been appointed to kind of prepare the ground for this to actually happen. So this is something which will probably happen in this government's lifetime. And as you say, it's that type of organisation and entity which will be able to ensure ensure that the politics is operating on a level that it's supposed to. But I guess what we'll have to do is wait to see the final detail of the legislation before people are going to be able to be reassured that practices like this aren't going to happen again, or if they do, that an electoral commission will be able to act.
Political correspondent Paul Cunningham, thank you. Just